Good. If I could just stand here and say the same thing over and over and over this morning, somehow I could just beat it into your brains this morning. God's been good. I love that song that says, "In my life, He's been good in my life." Boy, throughout the message, I may even talk a little bit about how good He's been in my life. But you know what? This morning, let me tell you this, He's been good in your life too. No matter what you're going through and no matter where you are this morning, God has been good to you. He's been good to you. You know what? You may be here lost, don't know Him as Lord and Savior. He's been good to you up until this point. You know what? You're still breathing. You have breath in your lungs this morning. You have that opportunity to trust Him as Savior. Those of you that are saved, God's been so good to you. Saved you from hell. giving you a foundation, a footing, a firm foundation for you to build on. Now what you going to do with it? God has been good this morning. If you can't, when you leave, if you get nothing else, I hope you get that God is good. Psalm 74 and 1, I'll read one verse and then we'll flip around. But the Bible says in Psalm 73 and 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Of course, my text, what I want to take from that verse this morning is that first little phrase there, that truly God is good. Truly God is good. Let us pray. Father, I pray this morning, God, that you would help us. God, you know, Lord, my heart. God, I need your help this morning. Lord, I do know, I believe with all my heart, you show me some folks that are lost this morning. Lord, last night in my sleep, Lord, as you woke me up, I feel, Lord, this morning, I know, Lord, there's some here that's never trusted you as Lord and Savior. Lord, they've never been able to taste just how good you are. I pray, God, this morning, Lord, you would touch their hearts, or that you would just begin to speak to them, soften their heart, Lord, that they may come forth and trust you as Savior. God, I do know this morning many are in this room discouraged, God, brokenhearted for different reasons. God, I pray this morning that you would give them some help, Lord. God, that they can leave here saying that no matter what, no matter what trial, no matter what's going on in my life, I can still say that God is good. Lord, we do need you. Bless your reading this morning, your word. God, help me to say exactly what you want me to, nothing more, nothing less. Lord, I thank you and praise you forever. I love you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Truly, God is good. Now, I've already kind of got ahead of myself with that thought of God has been so good to me. And I'm going to tell you, He has. And I really could stay up here probably half the morning and telling you things after things after things, circumstances after circumstances, hey, times and times over times and times where He has been truly good to me and to my family and to my church and to my friends. And He's been so good to me. And that thought, I've just been on my heart and I couldn't get off. And that God's been good. And because God's been so good to me, I want to preach on this thought this morning. There's some few things that I'm going to keep doing for Him. You see that many times in life we remember maybe a good deed that somebody has done for us. You may remember a good friend that has just stepped up in the time of your life and has made a sacrifice and a payment in your life, and that you'll never forget. It may have been your Sunday school teacher. It may be your Sunday school teacher. It may have been someone from many years ago. But there's somebody in your life that maybe you look up to, and when you think about them, you know what, man, you can't help but to think of good, and you can't help but think how good that person was for you. Hey, it may be now your parents. It may be a grandmother or a grandfather. It may be an uncle or an aunt, or it may just be a neighbor or a friend or whatever, but you know what? There's probably, and I know in all of our lives, there's somebody that you could say, you know what, man, that they've always been good to me. Let me say this morning, I could name off several right off the bat. My parents have been one, they've always been good to me. Even when they've had to correct me, you know what? They've been good to me. Times where I thought they were just crazy and falling off the end of the earth, you know what? They were still looking out for my good. Let me say this morning, God's been better to me than anybody ever could be. Anybody ever has been. He's been so good to me. And I want to, because He's been so good to me, there's some things that in my life, as long as I'm breathing, as long as I'm walking around on this earth, as long as I'm able to open up my mouth, there's going to be some things that I'm going to do for Him. Number one, because He's been so good to me. Because He's been so good to me. Hey, I'm going to keep praying. You know what? I'm going to keep praying. He's been so good to me. Because of that this morning, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep praying. And I'm going to keep praying. I've mentioned many times, you know, that my little name's probably still in this box right here. But how 13 and a half years ago, been saved 12 and a half years ago, I got saved. About 13 and a half years ago, my name was put in this box. People began to pray for me. And you know what? Even then, and even people said, I'm praying for you, Greg. And I didn't really understand what that meant. But let me tell you today, I understand what that means. Hey, God's been so good to me. There's been prayers that He's answered in my life. And there's been some prayers that He hadn't answered in my life. But regardless, I've come to this conclusion that, you know what, if He ain't going to answer that prayer in my life, it's probably because, you know what, that's not what He needs for me. That's not what I need in my life. But you know what, I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying. Maybe the issue, woman with the issue of blood there in the Bible says that she's been sick, I think, for 12 years, I believe it was. And the Bible says that she came up and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She cried out to Him. And of course, we know the story that she was healed. The Bible says, go. He said, go. Thy faith hath made thee whole. But in the middle of her storm there that was going on, there was this man who was with Jesus. And Jairus and his daughter was dying. And he had come for Jesus to say, Lord, if you can just come and if you can just come to my home, my little girl is dying. If you can just come, she'll be fine. And on that journey, the Bible says that Jairus got news that his daughter was dead. And the story goes on that Jesus says she just sleeps for a little while. And the Bible says that when they got to his house, that when they had cleared everyone out of the room, but James, I think James, Peter, and John, and Jairus and his wife there, that when he cleared out all those unbelievers, the Bible says when everybody was cleared out that didn't believe, God done a great miracle there in that morning, on that little girl, which was also 12 years old. And you know what? For Jairus there, you know what? God, if you could ask Him, and I know He's been dead a long time, but if you could ask Him this morning, you know what? He'd say, hey, God is good. And let me say this morning, He's not good just because of all the miracles that He performs in our life. And let me say this, probably for each one of us, He's performed miracle after miracle. Hey, if you're saved in here, guess what? You're a miracle this morning. Hey, some of you were born, you know what? The doctor said you would never make it. But yet, you've grown up to young men and young women. You know what? You're a miracle truly walking around this morning. Guessing you could say God is good, not just because of miracles. But you know what? In the Bible, we see after every miracle in the Bible that you read, there's somebody come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. You go through the New Testament. God is good this morning. I'm going to keep praying. I love the story of Hezekiah there as God added 15 years to his life when he fell down on his knees, began to cry out. And a few chapters before then, in 2 Kings there, we see that the Syria king had sent Hezekiah a letter that he's going to come in and wipe out all the people. And he spread that letter before the Lord. And he cried out to Him, oh God, oh God. And God prevailed. God allowed Hezekiah and His people to prevail. Let me say this. God's been so good to me because of that this morning. You know what? I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praising Him also. Man, I'm going to keep praising Him. You know what? Hey, some of you, sometimes you lift your hand up. Boy, that's so sweet. These young people and some of you too, you come down, it's so sweet. You know what? Praising Him is more than just raising up your hand with a smile. I mean, truly in your heart, hey, you know God's done something for you. I mean, truly in your heart, you know what? We just praise Him because of who He is, not because of what He's done. But I'm going to keep praising Him. You know what? He's been so good to me. I'm going to keep preaching for Him. You know what? I don't care who likes it and who don't. You know what? I don't care who I make mad, who I don't make mad, who I make happy, who I make glad. It really doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep preaching the Word because He's been so good to me. You know what? Each one of you in here, He's called you to do something for Him. Listen, there's something in here for each one of you. It may be singing. Hey, it may be that you just, you know what? You're the greatest soul winner in the world. You know what? There's something in your life. There's some calling in your life. You surrender to Him. You know what? There's going to be something He wants you to do for Him. He's been so good to me. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praising. I'm going to keep preaching. You know what? I'm going to keep winning souls. I'm going to keep winning souls. The Bible says there in Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs chapter number 11, verse 30, he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. You know what? God's been so good to me. Hey, they were people that come knocked on my door. You know what? Hey, they were people that showed up at my house, showed up, followed me around. You know what? Telling me about this man Jesus that no one had ever told me about. You know what? They were somebody. You know, I got saved at home, laid in my bed, but there was many people that had a part in my personal, in my salvation. Not my personal salvation. Don't get me wrong. Let me back up. It's my decision, that my choice to trust Him as Savior, okay? But there was many people, I believe, had a part in praying for me. And I mean earnestly praying that God would just get a hold of my heart and squeeze it. You know what? I'm going to keep, because He's been so good to me, I'm going to keep winning souls. You know what? I'm going to keep winning souls of strangers that I don't even know. For almost 14 years, I worked in Atlanta. And I've got in the back of my Bible here, I've got two pages full of names and maybe circumstances or places that I were that I was able to lead somebody to the Lord. And the Lord had me to write those down. And some of them I know the names and some of them I don't. But you know what? There's been many people, strangers, that I probably will never see again until I get to heaven. I mean, people that I never knew. I mean, some that smelled as worse as, I mean, as bad as you could ever think of. I mean, some that was half clothed. I mean, they was people that I mean, truly, there was times that I was scared for a moment. But you know what? The Lord burdened my heart to tell them about a man named Jesus. And you know what? Because He's been so good to me. He saved me. He saved my wife. He saved my children. You know what? He's been so good to me. Man, I'm just going to keep winning souls for Him. You know what? You may have an opportunity today. I guarantee you probably each one of us somewhere, somehow, will have an opportunity to be an impact in somebody's life. It may be here at school. It may be, you know what, when you stop at the store, it may be your neighbor that you play with when you get home. You know what? There may be somebody today. And I would just about guarantee you that God, if you truly wanted it, God would put somebody in your path today for you to witness to. You may say, well, preacher, I've heard people tell me, I just can't witness. I'm just not very bold. I can't do it. Let me tell you this. Hey, if you're saved in here today, nobody can tell your personal experience of salvation than you can. And I can go down through there. Zach, where are you, man? Where are you? He's right there. Hey, I remember. It was about right here, I believe. I could take you through the spot. About 10 years ago. Where you gave your life to the Lord. I can remember. I can take you right to the spot. You know what? Hey, I'm going to keep doing the things I'm doing, winning souls. You know what? Because some of you need the Lord this morning. One day I'm going to stand before God and I'm going to give an account of what kind of a principal I was. You know what? I'm going to give an account one day before the Lord of things that I let go on in your life. Times that maybe I should have said something and I didn't. And I'm going to have to give an account. But you know what? You are too. Bible says, all of us are going to give an account to Him. Some at the judgment seat of Christ, some at the great white throne judgment. But we're going to have to give an account. But you know what? I'm going to keep winning strangers. I'm going to keep winning our school kids to the Lord. Last year, I think we had 10 saved, I believe it was, all together. 9 or 10, I can't really remember. Let me say this, the greatest thing that you can ever do, you may have accomplished many things in your life. Hey, you may be the greatest of something area in your life that God's give you a talent and you're just so good. Let me tell you this. Hey, the greatest thing that you could ever do is surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep winning souls. Hey, I'm going to keep winning my friends. I'm going to keep winning my family. I've had the privilege to lead both of my girls to the Lord right here in this altar. Right here. Boy, this altar is special to me. It's about the same place right here with Emily. And then it was about right over here with Maggie, both during our camp meetings that we had in our revival in November. And it's precious to me this morning, but not only just because of my children, but many more. Misty, Joey, Gracie, more many of you. You know what? I've had that opportunity to just say, this is what the Word of God says. I'm going to keep winning. You know what? Because He's been so good to me. He has been so good to me. I'm going to keep doing what He's called me to do. You know what? Sometimes it ain't easy. Sometimes it gets tough. Hey, I get discouraged just like you do. If not more discouraged sometimes. But you know what? during that discouragement, I'm going to keep, I'm going to stay the course. See, God's called me to do some things in my life, and I know it. I'm sure of that. Hey, I'm going to keep praising Him. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep winning souls. You know what? I'm going to stay the course too. In ancient times, and I preach a message sometimes, I may have preached it here, but about storms in our life and about the anchor being the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, today we're so sophisticated and our technology is so advanced that you can set out on a boat in the middle of the ocean and just punch in numbers and it'll take you to the right destination. But you see, back in these Bible times, we didn't have those GPSs and we didn't have all that technology. And when sailors would begin to sail, those captains would never sail on a cloudy night unless it was just absolutely necessary. Because on those nights, they were navigated at night by the stars and by what they saw in the sky. But you know what? When those storms came up and they're on the sea, maybe they set course out on the ocean and those storms would come up, they dropped that anchor out of that ship. Well, that ship would stay still for a little while till that storm passed by. And then they could get their bearings once again and move on toward that destination. Let me say, all of us are headed to a destination today. All of us are headed to a destination, either heaven or hell. We're on our way. We're on that path this morning. And you know what? It's your choice which direction you choose. The Bible says that we're all born sinners. Romans chapter 5, because of Adam and Eve's sin, we're all born into sin. And you know what? You have to do absolutely nothing to die and go to hell. Just live your life. Never trust Christ as Savior. But you know what? Hey, when the Lord deals with your heart, you can trust Him as Lord and Savior. And ensure, you know what? Assure yourself of eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know what? I want to stay on course. Let me say this. In times of my life, my body being a picture of that ship that I just told you about, and when storms come up in my life, you know what I'm to do is to throw that anchor overboard. And listen, that anchor is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that anchor is Him. And let me say this, it's not my hold on the anchor that's going to keep me safe. It's His hold on me. And it ain't the anchor on that ship. It ain't the anchor that saves that. I mean, it ain't the ship that saves the anchor. It's the anchor that saves that ship from being battered. And in your life, hey, you know what? Hey, it's not going to be easy sometimes. There's going to be times that you want to give up. You're going to want to give up on God. There's going to be times that, you know what? You're going to want to give up on your parents. You're going to want to give up on your teachers. You're going to give up on your good friends. Hey, you're going to, you know, there's going to be times that you're going to want to give up. There's going to be times that the devil blows and tries to blow you off course. During those times, my friends, you need to drop that anchor and say, God, you've been too good to me in my life for me to get blown off course. Some of you right now, you know what? You may be drifting. Tell you what else that anchor does. It keeps you from drifting too. Some of you may be drifting off that course that the Lord's had you set on. And now you're on that wrong path. You're hanging out with the wrong folks, the wrong group, the wrong crowd. Let me tell you this. God's been so good to you to ruin your testimony. You know what it takes? I've been saved 12 and a half years. I'm 39, I'll be 40 in April. And you know what? When we were born, we began a testimony. Even as a lost person, I had a testimony. But 12 and a half years ago when I got saved, you know what? I began a new journey of life. And you know what? There's been a new testimony attached to me, to Greg Yancey. And you know what? That I can build my whole life living for Him. I mean, I can serve Him, and I have tried to serve Him the last 12 and a half years to the best of my ability, but you know what? It only takes one little mistake, you know what, to ruin our testimony. Listen, some of you, you know what? Hey, the Lord, the devil may be trying to blow you off course this morning. And I want to tell you, God's been too good to you for you to go that route. Hey, He's been too good to you to go that route. God's been good to me. I'm going to stay on course. I'm going to stay on course. I'm just going to keep on, keep it on. There's times that I can come in here with the biggest smile on my face. I'm so happy. Man, it's just joy, just overflowing. And I may smile all day, and there may be days that come around that, you know what, that I just drag myself into my office. I drag myself into this pulpit. There's times I just drag myself here and there. And you know what, you may be the same way this morning. But God's been so good to me for me to give up on Him now. Hey, I'm not going to give up on Him. I'm going to stay the course. You know what? I'm going to stay the course no matter what the price. Whatever the price is, I'm going to stay the course. I've learned there in that scripture I was talking about there in Acts where Paul they were about to have to abandon ship. And the Bible says that one part there that they had to lighten their load. On that ship, I love to watch The Deadliest Catch. Man, when that comes on, I think I've saw every episode. But I don't know if any of you ever saw that, but they stacked those pots so high on those ships. But on that ship here in the Bible says that the storm began to rage so high. And they were so afraid that ship was going to tip over and it was going to be destroyed. That the Bible says that at one point that they lightened the load, meaning that they got their knives out and they began to cut. They began to throw the tackle off into the water. They lightened the ship. And you know what? Sometimes in our life, and I like to use that as a picture, sometimes in our life, for us, you know what? God's been so good to us to get off track. We need to stay on course and whatever price it takes. And sometimes, and it may be today that some of you in here need to lighten your load of your ship. And what I'm talking about, they may be people in your life that's dragging you one way or the other. They may be people in your life that, you know what, they're dragging you away from God. They're dragging you away from church. Hey, they're dragging you away from the Word of God. They're dragging you away from your prayer time. They're dragging you away from the time that you worship Him. They're dragging you away. They're helping you drift off course. It may be this morning that you just need to lighten your load this morning. May be the only way that your ship survives. My friends, whatever the price is, I'm willing to pay it. 2 Timothy 2 and 3 says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Lord never promised me that the cross wouldn't get heavy. He never promised me that the hill would not be hard to climb. I love that song. Man, if I could sing it, I'd sing it right now. But you know what? He never promised to that it would be easy. Let me say this. The older you get, you little kid, man, you need to cherish these moments. You need to cherish every moment that you have. When we get older, sometimes we begin to lose our minds. I'm talking about me too. And we go through those years of rebellion. We go through those years that, you know what, that we really don't care what God means to us. Let me say this. God has been so good to you. He's been too good for you to ruin your testimony over the stupidest things in life. Boys, girls, places, adventures, things you think is going to feed your flesh. The Bible says that, hey, sin's good. It feels good for what? A little season. A little season. But my friend, after that, there's judgment. Hey, I'm going to stay the course no matter what it is. I'm going to make sacrifices. You know what? I believe in my life. The Lord showed me a long time ago. You know what? For me to serve Him the way that I have to, that I need to, I've got to make sacrifice in my time that I set aside for Him. Hey, I got to make some sacrifices on my talents that I have. You know what? God's gave me some talents. Boy, He's gave me some talents, and sometimes I've used them, and sometimes I haven't. You know what? I can talk to a complete stranger, no problem. Man, God gave me that talent. I begged Him about a year and a half ago. I begged Him right here one morning, about right there. I said, oh God, restore in my heart, renew that burden to win souls like I once had. Because you know what? That burden had went away. God's may have given you some talents this morning. God, He's been too good to you for you not to use them. Hey, you may be able to sing, you may be able to play, you may be able to do both. Man, you may be one of the greatest soul winners that there ever will be. You know what? God may use you to do something miraculous. I mean, and he will and he wants to this morning. Do you know what? Whatever the price is, I'm willing to pay it this morning. God's been too good for me to give up now. Bible says over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5, Paul was telling Timothy, he says, watch therefore in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Emily, come on to the piano. Paul told Timothy, he said, make full proof of thy ministry. Listen to me, and this is what I want you to get this morning. And I'm going to read the next few verses. But he said, make full proof of thy ministry. What he was saying, he said, get the very most out of it that you can get. I mean, get the very most out of it that you can get. Don't leave anything. Don't leave anything behind. Don't leave anything in the tank. I'm talking about get as much out of it as you can get. Make full proof. I mean full proof of thy ministry. If I had a glass up and I began to pour water in it, you know what? It wouldn't be full until what? It reached the very top. Where that one more drop would cause it to overflow. And Paul said, hey, make full proof of thy ministry. Don't sell the Lord short is what he was saying this morning. I think this morning, let me tell you what I'm telling you. Don't sell the Lord short this morning. He's been too good to you to do that. Make full proof of thy ministry. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul knew that he was about to have his head cut off. Paul knew that he was about to die. Paul knew that the end of his life was very close. And even knowing that he was about to die, he said, Timothy, he said, make full proof of thy ministry. Hey, give it all you got. Don't just give it half. Give it all you got. Do it. And then he went through and he began to give him, book of Timothy there, we read that Paul's giving him instructions, giving him qualifications for pastors and deacons, and giving him some qualifications of church leadership. But he said, make full proof. It got personal here. See, he said, make full proof of thy ministry, of your ministry. Listen, some of you getting caught up on other people's, you know what? You need to worry about you this morning. Hey, and you need to worry about what God's called for you to do in your life. And you need to worry about, you know what God has for you to do for Him. You need to worry about making full proof of your ministry this morning. Boy, I don't ever want to sell the Lord short. I say, I feel so unworthy, I do. He's been so good to me. I don't want to sell Him short. I don't want you to sell Him short either. Verse 6 says, he says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7 says, and I have fought a good fight. Let me say this, we need to fight a good fight. Hey, fighting a good fight isn't to sit down on your rear end and letting people run God down and run your church down and run your pastor down and run your Christian friends down. Hey, that ain't fighting a good fight. Let me say, and I don't want any of you getting no fights. Don't get me wrong what I'm saying, but I tell you what, hey, there's been times I'm ready to get in some fights to stand up for what's right. Amen. Hey, there are some things worth fighting for. David says, is there not a cause? As he went out and fought against Goliath, he said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause for us to stand up for what's right? Some of you think you're fighting the good fight, but you're not fighting. You're just fighting a fleshly fight. That's all you're doing. And we do fight our flesh. I understand that. But he said, I fought a good fight. Hey, I want you to fight a good fight. Not only that, he said, and I finished my course. I talked about no matter what the cost is, hey, I'm going to stay on course. I'm not going to let the devil, I'm not going to let somebody, I'm not going to let a parent, I'm not going to let some disgruntled student, I'm not going to let some crazy stranger blow me off course this morning. I'm going to stay the course, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. If I have to lighten some things in my life, you know what? I'm just going to cut them loose. Well, he said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. He hit through it all. He said, I've kept my faith. Hey, Paul was ready to die. He fought the fight. He kept the course. And through it all, he kept the faith. Verse 8 says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Crown of righteousness. You see, during Paul's journey here on this earth, there in Acts we see He got saved there. He turned his life around. He began to preach. He began to teach. One of the greatest missionaries that we read about. Again, he wrote 13 books. Some, I think 14. 13 that we know of. Hebrews. I believe he wrote Hebrews. It was because of the wording and the way things, I think he wrote it. But anyway, regardless, became one of the greatest men. Listen, and y'all have heard me preach, hey, before he got saved, he was the meanest, one of the meanest men you read about in the Bible. God changed his heart, gave him a new heart, changed his life, gave him a new life, gave him a new start. And here he's standing and saying, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I've kept the faith. And he's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. One day, we don't know when that day comes, well, this old body is going to expire. It's going to give up the ghost. And you know what? When that day comes, when that day comes in my life, I hope I can say, man, I've gave it my all. I've made full proof of my ministry. Hey, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the course and I've finished. I've finished and I've kept my faith. Boy, this morning, some of you, listen, some of you may not have the faith this morning. You've never trusted Christ as your Savior. You're going to be, you know what, in just a minute, she's going to start playing these altars open. Come down and pray. Come down. Maybe you just got questions. You know what, I'll kneel right beside you and show you in the Word of God how you can be saved. You know what, some of you may be saved, but you just never have grown. That faith in you has never grown, and you're just nervous, or maybe you just real reserved, and you just don't know how, and God, preacher, what can I do? You know what? Let's come on up here and let's pray about it this morning. God will give you strength. God will help you so you can make full proof of your ministry. You know what? Some of you may have fought that fight for a little while, but you know what? Man, you just give up. You throw your weapons down. You know what? You just give up. You know what? You need to pick those weapons back up. I think the greatest weapon that we have as a Christian is prayer. Number one, we need to start praying, asking God, begging God to do something great in our life. Ephesians chapter 6, that tells us, put on the armor of God every day, to put it on, so that we might be able to withstand in that evil day, withstand the wiles of the devil. You know what, some of you are never going to finish that course unless you get on a different course. Let me give you one illustration, and I want to only start playing. Let's just say, for instance, and just as... And this is just for illustration, but let's say that, boy, this path to that door right there represents a path of destruction. Hey, that door represents a place called hell. It represents unrighteousness. And this is the path that leads to that door. And if I'm going to go out that door, and if that's the door I'm going to take, then I'm on this path right here. I'm on a path of destruction of everlasting torments and damnation, but the only way to get away from that door is to turn from it. And I'm not talking turn just a little bit, because you're still going in. I'm talking about completely turning around. Over there, 2 Chronicles, it says, turn from your wicked ways. And that means in turning our backs toward the unrighteous things of life, to turn our backs toward those friends, those people that we're hanging out with, okay? Causing us to do things that we shouldn't do, that's ruining our testimony. You may be hiding it from me, but you're not hiding it from God. But let's say that this door over here represents heaven and a path of righteousness and good and what's decent. And yet, to turn from that door means that we're going in the other direction. This is a door that I want us all to be able to go through one day. Maybe you're on the wrong path this morning. Hey, some of you need to quit playing games. Some of you need to quit playing games. Hey, ain't nothing. Listen, life isn't a game that we play. Let me tell you, one day your game is going to say, game over. And you know what? You're not going to be able to put another quarter in the machine to earn more minutes. You're not going to be able to put a couple of quarters in there to try to patch things up and fix things. You know what? When that game's over, it's over. It's too late. There's going to be no more chances for you. This morning, let's make full proof of our ministry. Boy, God has been so good to me. Maggie and Emma, I love you. He's been so good to our family. He's been so good to me. And because of that, this morning, it's just some things I'm going to keep doing for Him. And my challenge to you this morning is this. If God's been good to you, why don't you make some decisions this morning? There's some things in your life that you're going to keep doing for Him. No matter what it is, as we all stand together and we play. God's been good to you. Why don't you just tell Him this morning? Don't give up on Him. Been too good to me for me to turn back on Him now. It's been too good. What about you? So you need to come. You come on this morning. Nobody's going to laugh at you. Nobody's going to make fun of you. It ain't nobody's business. I talked about it being personal this morning. Listen, I mean you. Make full proof of your ministry this morning. Make full proof of your ministry.